Many National Guard members serving in Iraq have had their tours of duty extended. This not only means more time away from family, but often a loss of income from higher-paying jobs back home. For the average state worker, it means $645 fewer dollars every month. Lieutenant Colonel Tim Donovan of the Wisconsin National Guard says it can be a real strain on family budgets.
And families with mortgages and car payments and financial obligations can find themselves in a jam if their income is substantially reduced.
Many private companies have long supplemented the pay of workers who are called up for duty, so the state decided it should do the same for its employees.
Governor Doyle last year learned that many employers in Wisconsin were providing this type of assistance, and he wanted the state of Wisconsin to be as good an employer as many other civilian employers, private sector employers were in the state.
The governor's action extends higher pay to members of the Guard and Reserves for up to 2 years. Originally, it was 179 days. However, many soldiers were serving longer than that. Donovan says the number of state workers serving in the Guard is relatively small, 117 in all. The Department of Corrections has the most soldiers serving in Iraq, followed by the Departments of Transportation and Health and Human Services. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.